You're listening to a sneak peek into the most recent Chief Resident Incubator Hangout.
Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Lynn, and it is my pleasure to join everyone here on our next installment of the Chief Resident Incubator Mentor Hangout. And today, we have a special guest. We had a huge, long line of facilitators who wanted to join this, but I won. So I'm here with Dr. Heidi Kimberly, who is the chair, new chair of the ultrasound division over at Brigham Women's Hospital and also an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School. So welcome, Heidi.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
A topic near and dear to my heart. It is so difficult to do. I think in theory, we're like, everyone should get feedback, which is, by the way, the topic of our discussion. Everyone should get it. But why is this so difficult? And so we are here hosting Heidi to give us some tips. So let's just launch right into it. Heidi, floor is all yours.
So I guess in terms of what is feedback, I think we all kind of intuitively know what it is, right? It's you're watching someone do something, you're analyzing it, you're providing them with some information that hopefully will help them improve in the future when they do that same thing. Different from, you know, evaluation, which is maybe a little bit more formal, where you might evaluate someone on paper and summative comments over a course of the year or over a whole rotation. Really, feedback should be brief, kind of right at the time that it happened, and it shouldn't be onerous. Like, it's something that you can do in just a couple minutes, and it's easier to work into your workflow and you know, your clinical work in the emergency department. And I don't know if any of you guys play musical instruments, but it's really easy to just play through a piece. And then when you have a little extra time, you play through the piece again, and then you call it practicing. And if you ask anyone who's really good, they break it down, right? They figure out the hard couple measures, the section that's really hard, and they work on that over and over again. And that's deliberate practice. And that's basically what feedback is. Instead of having someone present a whole presentation to you and being like, oh, good job. You know, you focus on some specific part of it. Hey, let's talk about the differential diagnosis and come back to me and we'll talk about that again. You know, it's really deliberate practice of specific focused things. So, you know, say, hey, I'd love some feedback on my charting. So, you know, come to the beginning of a shift with a goal in mind and set that expectation when you talk to the attending. And on the flip side, when you're supervising medical students or junior residents, to say, hey, would you like any specific feedback, you know, at the beginning of the shift? Or I usually say, oh, it's so great to work with you. I'm so glad you're here on this shift. You know, do you want me to give you some feedback during the shift or at the end? And then it's kind of that option of like, I'm going to give you feedback just so you know, I'm letting you know, when do you want it? And it's like with my kids, I don't say, do you want vegetables? I say, do you want carrots or do you want broccoli? And like, that's your choice, right? So do you want feedback at the during your shift or at the end of your shift? But, you know, some expectation that, hey, I'm you know, expect that you're going to get some feedback. And it encourages people to then think about the next time, like, what are ways I can improve? So the ask, you know, encourage reflection, ask them how they went, and then tell them and make it really specific and not judgmental. So, you know, specific stuff like, oh, it looked hard when you were doing that suture, or seemed like that was a tough, you know, communication with that difficult patient, or, and make it non-judgmental and kind of what you observed about how it went. And then the ask again at the end is kind of planning. So, well, so what do you think would help? How do you think it could be better? And in some ways, and I struggle with this a little because my default is just to say, hey, you should do this and this and this. And really, I think what's most useful is for the person to think through it themselves. And that's something that I'm still working on, is really having the person reflect both on how it went and then how they could do it better and what to do next time. And then, and that's when you can kind of provide a few tips or things you've noticed. And so with the differential diagnosis example, and I say, you know, if it's someone who had no differential diagnosis, then I say, you know, all right, next time you come to present to me, let's, you know, focus on the differential. And that way they have something specific to work on. So they'll come back to me and they know in their mind that, okay, what I'm going to work on this time is the differential diagnosis. And it's like practicing a piece of music where I'm going to work on that A section and that's it. And forget about the rest of the piece. And they'll come back and just work on the differential. And you could do that all shift long. Like, the next time you come back, let's talk about the HPI and have you figured out the location and the duration and the, you know, aggravating leaving factor, right? I mean, this could go on forever, and you just pick little specific things, and it can be really brief, and that's like brief, focused, targeted feedback, but kind of directed towards the person.
Because sometimes it's subtle. It's just a matter of like, hey, I just noticed your needle angle was wrong. Next time, just go a little bit more shallow and avoid that pneumo next time. That would be wonderful. Thank you. I think it's a matter of being a lot more obvious. When you guys are all giving feedback to your med students, they're not going to realize it's feedback. They aren't. Because it's not going to be like, a little spotlight shines on you and says, this is now feedback. It's not like that. You're just dropping little pearls along the way. And you have to, unfortunately, spend 3 seconds to say, and by the way, this is feedback and it's coming your way. And so that's just a little pearl I have. And again, like how you said, just little bits at a time, whenever it's relevant, timely is key. I'm terrible at it, but I know timely is key. But basically what I got out of this is to set up expectations so that you're not dropping a bomb at the end of the shift, and so that this constructive criticism or feedback is not coming out of left field. Have your feedback be, it doesn't have to be long and exhaustive, it's brief. It's targeted, it's timely if possible, Aziz, not just by email, and go from there. But it is a lifelong skill developed as all of you guys are beginning your young academic careers. This is something that you're going to get familiar with, so I'm glad you're starting this process now.
This podcast is brought to you by EBSCO Health's DynaMed Plus. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.